In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. As promised, it's time to pick Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff has his pick. I have mine. We're reading your blogs, and we're reading those that have the Issues Etc. widget on them. You get that by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's there at the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog. Let us know where your blog is. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Just send us a link to it, and we'll start reading it and consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is The Strong Tower. You very well might be listening in Hoyleton, Illinois. They can pick up KFUO in Hoyleton, Illinois, can't they, Todd?
You know, if I knew where Hoyleton was. Oh, it's by, yeah, Hoyleton is...
Nashville?
It's by New Minden.
There you go.
Which doesn't tell anybody anything.
The author of this blog is Joshua, and I believe he's a pastor there in Hoyleton, Illinois. It's a blog post titled, "Don't Read This Until After Easter." Holy Week and Easter are upon us. Soon we shall be confessing the ancient Christian liturgy of praise. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The resurrection of Jesus is the linchpin of the Christian faith. Without it, everything else falls apart. St. Paul recognized this back in 1 Corinthians 15. "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If in this life we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." Or as St. John put it in his first letter, "No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also." If we misread the life of Jesus, we will miss the entire plan of the Father to make us righteous and worthy of eternal life. The fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead is a historical fact. The evidence is just as great for Jesus being raised from the dead as any ancient historical event. And that is not simply looking at the Bible with a naive eye. Archaeology, historical documents, eyewitness testimony, and stone-cold logic attest to Christ's physical resurrection. Why dwell on this? Because we must know the Son in order to know the Father. We cannot come to God without the invitation of the Son. We cannot understand God's call upon our lives without hearing the voice of Jesus. We cannot even begin to fathom the life of the world to come unless we first see the fruits in the resurrection of our Lord. We need Jesus. We need Jesus raised from the dead. We are not entitled to our own personal beliefs or opinions about Jesus. The Bible makes very specific claims about him. He makes very specific claims about himself. One may not simply believe whatever they wish about the Christ and remain a Christian. In this Easter season, let us rejoice in the resurrection of Christ our Lord. His words are confirmed. He is who he claimed to be, the one true God in human flesh. Our sins are forgiven. Those who do not have this knowledge need it. If they are our friends or neighbors, they need to know Jesus for who he really is. May our risen Lord and Savior fill you with the joy of his resurrection unto life everlasting. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, The Strong Tower.
Mine comes from one that I've chosen often, Eschatology, from Pastor Chris Eskett out in Alexandria, Virginia. And the blog post is called "God Refuses to be Known Except by the Cross." It's a quote from the late Gerhard Fürthe. Is dead, isn't he? The late Gerhard Fürthe. And I wouldn't recommend everything in his book called On Being a Theologian of the Cross, but I would recommend the better part of it. And here's the quote that I think is amazing. "The cross cannot be considered, therefore, as one option among several in our attempts to see God. The cross shuts down alternatives. It destroys the wisdom of the wise. It blinds the sight of the theologian of glory. What is revealed is precisely that we don't know God. Our problem is not that we lay claim to such little knowledge of God, but that we think we know so much. So God hides from us. As with Moses, he puts his hand over our eyes. He refuses to be known according to the schemes of a theology of glory. What is vital here is absolute concentration on the rejected, crucified Jesus. Now that is good stuff. Comes from Eschatology, my blog pick of the week. I'll have Jeff's pick and my pick at our website tonight so you can read both of them. Issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, March the 30th. We'll talk church and state with Dr. Cameron McKenzie of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Then Dr. David Adams from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis will join us. We'll remember Joseph the Patriarch. The church will be remembering him tomorrow. That's Hour 2 in 4 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.